to the laws of Birchat HaTorah. So the question is, are women obligated in Birchat HaTorah or not? So if you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that pretty straightforward, the woman says that yes, they're obligated. Very, you know, taking more succinct than Nashim of our Birchat HaTorah. We'll make a bracha of Birchat HaTorah. Now, here's what's important to remember. Svaradim, Shulchan Aruch hold, that in mitzvat asei shezman grama, women do not make a bracha over, right? The general practice is that a Sephardi woman would not make a bracha over lulav or shofar or sukkah, right? So the fact that it says in nashim avarchot, question is, what I understand? Aren't they exempt from Talmud Torah? We're not obligated to learn Torah, so why should they make a bracha over it? So, and again, he's highlighting this question because the Torah tells us, so then why do they make a brach over something they're not obligated in? Source 14 explains the Beit Yosef, right? That very simple. It is, dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Because women are obligated. It's so funny. Women are obligated in reading the Karbanot, even the most, as I say, and they get sacrificed from davening or the sacrifices, right? Right? And they're obligated. They're obligated in certain dayanim. They're obligated. They're not obligated in Talmud Torah, meaning the whole array of Talmud Torah. But they have to know to be a Jew or a Jewess. So those things are obligated in. So they make a bracha, bracha Torah, because they have to know what to do, right? So it's not the same as for a man who's really obligated in the entire gamut of Talmud Torah. But they got to keep Shabbat and Kashrut. So they're obligated in those things. And that's why perhaps they do it. Another answer that's given perhaps is that they're obligated on Torah Shebichtav. So God write Torah Shebichtav, they're obligated on that. Certain aspects of Tefillah, of Davening, they're obligated on. So all these various things, perhaps is why this was a very famous, the Vilna Gaon said, you don't understand. No, you're missing something very important here. There are two components of Talmud Torah, of the Bracha. There's it's true, maybe they're exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the bracha, birchat Torah, it's not just about learning Torah. It's lasok, it's to engage in Torah. Engaging Torah is the same as learning Torah, right? It's not that just the technicality of Talmud Torah. Birchat Torah is much more than just a technicality, but it's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. And when you say Shebar Charbanu, it's praise over Torah, right? It's not just Birchat HaMitzvah, it's also Birchat Shevach Vodah. It's not just, we know the different types of bracha that exist. Is Birchat HaTorah just a mitzvah bracha? Yes, that's an aspect, but that's only one small aspect of Birchat HaTorah. The rest of most Birchat HaTorah is about praise of Torah. They're obligated in praise of Torah, not just the technicality so of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but also the praise, the Shevach and Hoda'ah of Talmud Torah as well, they're obligated in as well. And that is why they need to recite a bracha as well. So that's what the commentaries are here. So again, just to reiterate, why are they obligated? Even though they shouldn't be, because they're Pator, the Gemara says, either they're obligated, they have to say the bracha, because yes, it's the technical part of the mitzvah they're obligated in. Which part? Maybe it's Torah Shebichtav, written Torah, maybe it's mitzvot that apply to them, maybe it's part of Korban, maybe certain parts of Davening they're obligated to, that's what it's referring to. And another aspect is saying, no, you don't understand. It's not just the technicality of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's also on the life and engaging in Torah and the praise of Torah that of course they're obligated in, just like a man, there's no difference, and that's why they're obligated in Birchat HaTorah. So those are various reasons that are given why women recite Birchat HaTorah.